Yo, it's 10:05 a.m. Happy Monday. Let's see my weekend. I did some shows. Those were fun. I did stand-up at Union Hall, and I did sketch at the Creek in the Cave. Both were really good time. Now, the sketch, you know, I don't get to act that often. But I'm a very good actor, I think. You know what? I'm not sure if you know when you're bad at acting. I think you just act, and someone else has to tell you that you're not good. Is that how it works? I think so. But I still think I'm pretty good. And, I went and saw Venom, the movie. That was good. Why don't people like that movie? It's got bad reviews. The fuck don't you... What do you want out of the Venom movie that you didn't get? I'm always so confused. Did you want a really like a deep love story or something? I don't know. It's fucking Venom. He's without Spider-Man, which is sort of weird. But just forget about Spider-Man and watch Venom. You know what? I think I'd prefer it. Have you seen Spider-Man 3? It's not great. But Venom, I don't know, maybe Spider-Man 3 is, I didn't, maybe I, if I was, well, see, I saw Venom, I was very high, and I watched it in a movie theater that has recliners, which really, being high in a recliner watching a movie is probably one of my favorite things to do. And maybe if I watched Spider-Man 3 under those conditions, I would think it was great. But I enjoyed Venom. And that's how I suggest you watch it. If you don't watch it like that, what the fuck, dude? Come on. Live a little. So I guess we'll look at the news. What could be happening today? Let's see. Elizabeth Warren releases DNA results. She's Native American? I thought that was the whole thing, is that she said she was and she wasn't, and so she is. So what's everybody been complaining about this whole time? I never even really read much about the story because I never heard it brought up by anybody who I didn't think was an asshole. So I was just like, I don't know, maybe she lied on a college application at some point in her life. But she is Native American, and I guess didn't do the DNA test before because, you know, that 23andMe is always, it's more expensive than you're like, oh, maybe I'll try that. You're like, $80, fuck off, 23andMe. I didn't think it was going to cost that, or I don't know how much it even costs. My brother did one of them, and it was just like, you're a bunch of European shit, and like, this point whatever African, because we're all from Africa. So it was thoroughly uninteresting. But no Native American in my blood, unfortunately. That's a cool one to have. That's like the one that people want to see. So Elizabeth Warren, congratulations. You're probably a very small fraction Native American, but that's enough. Test strips alert drug users if the presence of fentanyl in their drugs. Well, let's get these out there. Let's make the drugs safe. You know, this fentanyl and everything killing people, and they're cutting heroin with fentanyl. Isn't that what happened? What I ask these questions. I don't know why I'm like, isn't that what happens? Like, to nobody. But it's my thought process. No, that's acceptable answer. You're seeing my thought process as like, that's what I would think in my head. I ask myself questions all the time. There's an ongoing dialogue in my head at all moments of the day. It's either a dialogue or I am running a like some sort of a daydream fantasy type of thing of well, it used to always be these different criminal on the run type of situations that I would run, these kind of daydreams, and now I'm trying to focus more on me being famous. So I'm just like imagining that I'm famous, which is fun. Everybody can do that. You don't even have to be in show business. Imagine being famous, and it seems to be very fun in my mind. I think it's fun in real life too, unless you're like can't go anywhere famous, which for a comedian to achieve that is, you got to be Kevin Hart, and I think he could probably still go places, but I don't know what his life is like. I don't know him. I've seen him once in my life in person. Okay. Idaho wildlife official urged to resign over photo of baboon family he killed. Now, I hate when I start, when I see like Idaho wildlife official urged to resign over photo, now I think I'm going to see something about sex. I'm going to see something good, salacious, not murdering baboons. Although I think he would argue, it's not like there's bamboos in Idaho. What are you afraid? I'm going to kill the monkeys swinging around in the Idaho woods? There aren't any. I only kill baboons. Why can't I look after the Idaho wildlife? They're all safe. But I say resign, because you shouldn't work around animals. And killing a baboon, that's like killing a person, basically. They can sign language and shit. I mean, not all of them, but they can be taught it. Why isn't this guy in jail? I think he should resign and then be tried by a court of baboons. He should have to go back to wherever that happened and then be tried by the animals of the jungle. And I don't think they're going to like it too much. Sears ready to file bankruptcy later tonight as former U.S. retail giant tries to stay alive. Just give up, Sears. Just let it go, man. It's over. You had a good run, followed by a bad run. And now, end it. What are you going to... Nobody's coming back. It's okay. It's okay to end. Not everything needs to stay forever. You're just a store. You're an old store, but not even that old, just American old. You know, it's not like that Selfridges, whatever that PBS show was, the store in London, like the first department store ever. And then they had Jeremy Piven play it. And then, I tried watching it once because for some reason I got excited about it. I bought into the PBS hype about Mr. Selfridge. And then I didn't get 10 minutes into that thing. It was boring. Well, sorry to see you go, Sears, but we'll be fine. We'll get through it. Let's see. Technician accidentally fires Vulcan cannon and destroys F-16 on the ground in Belgium. So nobody was hurt, except this technician, I'm guessing, is in a lot of trouble, because that sounds like an expensive fuck-up. Dude, I've fucked up at work. I've had different jobs where I fucked up, and then I know I fucked up, and you just get that feeling like, holy shit, how do I not get fired? What can I say to make this okay? And you're like, because first you got to think, all right, is anybody going to know about this? You just destroyed an F-16. Everybody knows about it. It made a loud noise. No getting around that. Then you got to think, how can I blame this on another person who left the cannon loaded? Who left this Diet Coke can that I tried to move it, and then it hit the thing, and you shouldn't leave fucking your garbage behind for the next technician. That's what I would go with. Somebody left some shit in there. I'm trying to clean it up. Next thing I know, I fucking fired this thing. Who was the last person in this goddamn Vulcan cannon? But I would imagine you working for the military, you try to say that, they don't like excuses. A lot of people don't like excuses. I love them because I don't want to take responsibility. Have you ever thought of that? Oh, why are you giving me excuses? Because I want you to blame another person. Or at least not me. That's why I'm giving you excuses. I mean, do you not understand the purpose of excuses? All right. Well, that was fun. I'll see you fucks tomorrow. We love you.